Some silences are louder than any goodbye. Some distances were never meant to be that far, but we keep them because we're scared to be the one who crosses them first. And I get it. It's safer to stay silent than to risk being the only one speaking. It's easier to scroll than to reach out, to glance and then pretend you didn't, to sit with that ache rather than to make the first move and find out the feeling wasn't mutual. I've done it too. Held back a, hey, how've you been? Because I didn't want to seem needy. Kept a message in draft because I convinced myself it wouldn't matter. Talked myself out of walking across the room, not because I didn't want to, but because I was tired of being unseen. And maybe that's the root of it. Rejection doesn't just hurt. It confirms something we already feared. That we're forgettable. That we're invisible. That we were never really wanted in the first place. So we stopped trying. We stopped dancing first. Stopped texting first. Stopped speaking first. Stop hoping. But loneliness doesn't always look like being alone. Sometimes, it's sitting across from someone who has no idea how badly you want to be known. So tonight, I want to talk about all the moves we never make, all the people we've never met, all the truths we bury under silence, not because we don't care, but because we do. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And tonight, I'm pouring the ache of not being the one who reached out first. Sometimes I wonder how many connections we've all missed, just because no one wanted to go first. How many friendships never started because we were too afraid of seeming weird? How many conversations could have changed us if we hadn't talked ourselves out of them? There are people I've passed in this life, at coffee shops, in parking lots, even online. People I felt a quiet pull toward. Something in their energy, their eyes, the silence between us, and I did nothing. Not because I didn't want to, but because I didn't know how to say, hey, I think you'd be good for my life. We don't have language for that. Not without it sounding awkward or needy or like a setup. But the truth? Most of us are walking around hoping someone will see us, choose us, want to know who we are underneath the armor. We just don't want to ask first. Because we've learned, asking often leads to rejection. And rejection doesn't just hurt, it rewinds you. It takes you back to moments you thought you were over. Middle school lunchrooms. Unanswered texts. Phone calls that were never returned. People who said they'd stay and didn't. So we play it safe. We stay busy. We stay distant. We convince ourselves we're fine when really, we're just trained to expect the letdown. And that training runs deep. It tells you, don't speak unless spoken to. Don't reach out. They'll think you want too much. Don't admit you're lonely. It'll make you look weak. But let me say something clearly. Loneliness isn't weakness. It's a signal. It's your soul saying, I'm ready to be met. And damn, sometimes I wish more people were brave enough to answer that signal. Not with big declarations, not with romance or rescue, just with presence. With the quiet courage to say, hey, I see you. I'm here. I think about that a lot. About how many first moves I didn't make. And how many others didn't make them either. Maybe we're all just waiting on each other. Maybe we still are. There's a girl I used to see every day for a few months when I was on assignment working. We never spoke, but every time I entered a room she was in, she'd look up. Just for a second, and I'd nod, and she'd smile. And then we'd both look away like it didn't mean anything. But it did. It meant something. Not in a romantic way. Not in a what-if way. Just human. A kind of quiet recognition. The way two souls nod at each other like, you feel familiar, even if I'll never know why. There was a softness in it, a curiosity, a hey, you look cool. Like we both wondered what it would be like to say something, anything, but we didn't. Maybe she was cautious. Maybe my response didn't match what I was thinking. Maybe she was just being kind. Maybe I read too much into it. But that moment lasted longer than it should have for it to mean nothing. I still think about that moment, not because I wanted anything from her, but because something in me recognized something in her, and I didn't have the tools or the nerve to find out what it was. And I wonder how many of those we get, those almost, those silent near moments that could have turned into something honest, a conversation, a friendship, a connection, but instead just linger like background noise in a song you can't name. There's this ache that comes with being someone who feels deeply, but doesn't always act on it. And maybe that's what this episode is really about. Not just loneliness, but the grief of all the nearlies, the friendships I never initiated, the people I almost sat next to, the you look like someone I should know moments I never said out loud. And the thing is, some of us don't just fear rejection, we expect it. We're used to not being heard, used to feeling like the extra, the background, the person people like, but don't really keep. So we don't risk much, because the cost of being ignored, again, feels too familiar. But it's not just rejection we're afraid of, it's judgment. The idea that someone might misread your kindness as weakness, that your hello might get laughed about later, that they'll look at you like, who do you think you are? And that kind of fear doesn't just shut you down. It teaches you not to try. It teaches you to stay cool, distant, unbothered, to act like you never cared in the first place. But deep down, you did. And you still do. But what if I told you the risk of silence is just as brutal? Because silence keeps you safe, sure, but also keeps you small. It keeps you wondering. Keeps you rewinding those moments in your head years later. Keeps you hoping that maybe next time, someone else will make the first move, so you don't have to. But what if they're waiting on you? What if they're just as scared, just as tired, just as unsure if they're welcome in your life? I remember once, I was on assignment in Australia, standing on a production stage, watching over more than 500 background extras that were surrounding my client. Security posture, eyes scanning, focus locked in. And then, this young woman walked up to me, confident, calm, and just said, "You sure know how to take the oxygen out of a room." I didn't say much back, just a quick smile, went back to my job. But I carried that moment for a long time, because she approached me, because she saw something, because her words made me feel big, not in a flirtatious way, just in a way that reminded me I had presence, that I could be felt even without saying much. For someone who spent a lifetime blending in, that kind of acknowledgement stays with you. It wasn't about confidence or charm. It wasn't about power. It was something quieter than that, something steadier. Not in ego, in presence. Like I wasn't invisible, like I didn't have to speak to still be felt. And it reminded me, being approached, being named out loud, sticks with you. Sometimes it becomes a thing you replay on days you feel small again. And what if the loneliest thing we ever do is wait for someone else to go first? You want raw? You want to hear the whiskey really speak? Here it is. Half the time we don't speak, it's not because we're afraid they'll reject us. It's because we already rejected ourselves. We already decided we weren't enough. We already told ourselves the story. Why would someone like them be interested in me? I'm too weird, too much, too broken, too invisible. So we don't even give them a chance. We sabotage the possibility. We ghost our own courage before anyone else even gets a chance to. That's not fear. That's self-abandonment. And I've done it. More than I want to admit. I've spent a lot of my life reading rooms. I can tell you who's closed off, who's pretending, who's desperate to be seen but too proud to admit it. I see it in the shoulders, in the fake laughs, in the way people check their phones like their shields. And maybe I've become so good at reading people because for years, I didn't know how to read myself. I knew how to disappear, how to stay safe, how to be liked without ever really being known. But being liked isn't the same as being loved. Being seen isn't the same as being approached. And when you get used to shrinking in a room, when you learn to tuck your edges in so no one trips over them, you forget what it feels like to take up space, to walk in and believe you belong, to trust that maybe you are someone worth walking toward. And I think that's what silence does. It keeps you safe, yeah, but it also convinces you that your voice is a liability, that your reaching out is a burden, that your, hey, can I sit here, or you feel familiar, or you seem like someone I'd like to know. It's too much. So instead you nod, you smile, you look away, and inside, something folds itself smaller. Something that once believed you could be chosen learns to stop hoping. You want another whiskey truth? Sometimes the loneliest I've ever felt was in a room full of people who claimed they loved me. It's not always about being alone. It's about being surrounded and still starving. That's what whiskey tells me when I stop pretending. That some connections don't keep you warm. They keep you busy. And when you're desperate not to feel alone, you'll call that love. And sometimes, the first move isn't towards someone, it's away. Away from the people who drain you, The ones who only reach out when they need something. The ones who mock your softness, dismiss your needs, punish your honesty. And lonely people, we're the worst at leaving. Because when you've been alone before, you'll cling to almost connection like it's love. You'll tell yourself something is better than nothing, even if something is breaking you. But sometimes, your first move has to be walking away, saying, I deserve better than this, choosing peace over pattern, truth over tolerance, solitude over chaos. That's a move too, and it's one of the hardest ones you'll ever make. Same with this one, sending a message that says, hey, are you free to talk? I'm not okay. That tiny sentence feels like pulling a fire alarm inside your own chest. Feels like you just made a mess you'll never be able to clean up. Like you said too much. But that message might save you. Might save someone else too. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is tell someone you're not fine. And if you can't say it out loud, say it in your art, your poem, your journal, your voice. Hell, this podcast. This is my message. This is my fire alarm. My first move. My hand reaching across the silence saying, I'm here. Are you? Because lonely people aren't quiet because they have nothing to say. They're quiet because they're not sure anyone's listening. So if that's you, let this be the moment you say something anyways. Even if it shakes. Even if it cracks open something you weren't ready to feel. Especially then. Because silence protects pain, but it never heals it. Go first, or walk away, or speak up, or say, I made this. I hope it means something to someone. Whatever it is, let that be your move. I refuse to live like that anymore. I don't want to be someone who dies with 1,000 unspoken hellos, with 100 unopened friendships, with belly laughs that never happened, with stories that never had a chance to begin because I was too afraid of being misunderstood. We talk a lot about heartbreak. But we don't talk enough about the ache of what never got to live. The ache of the things we almost became because we were too tired, too guarded, too proud to say the first hello. This isn't about being fearless. It's about being honest. Honest enough to admit that we all want to be seen. To picture someone walking towards you, not by accident, but on purpose, just to say hello. That even strong people want to be chosen. That even the confident ones are hoping someone will reach back. And that when no one does, yeah, it leaves a mark. So maybe next time I feel that pull, that you seem like someone I want to know feeling, I'll trust it. And maybe I'll say something like, hey, I'm married. I promise this isn't me hitting on you. You just seem like someone I'd enjoy knowing. And let it land where it lands. And if it's a man, I'd probably ask something stupid about sports. Either way, I'll trust it. Whatever I choose, I'll say something. Even if it's awkward, even if nothing comes of it, even if they don't feel it too. Because maybe it's not about what it turns into. Maybe it's just about becoming someone who moves instead of someone who always waits. And if nothing else, at least I'll know I didn't let fear write the ending. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And tonight, we poured out the ache of all the almost. Of all the people we never met, the moments we never claimed, the first moves we've never made, not because we didn't care, but because we did. So if you're listening to this and it stirred something in you, maybe it's your move now, even if it's small, even if it's quiet, even if it's just finally admitting you're guilty of not making the first move, because someone out there might be waiting too, and they're just hoping you'll go first and they'll see you walking their way.